Hello, Utility Fleet World. It's Kurt Moreland, Associate Publisher with Utility Fleet Professional with another episode of Under the UFP Hood. You know, I always look forward to going to the ATSSA show, not only because it's a great and well-run event, but also it's a great break from winter for us Midwesterners to go someplace warm and learn a lot about traffic, safety, as well as security. And while there, I met Lori Diaz, who's in charge of the ATSS Foundation. And April is National Distracted Driving Month. And this hits a little close to home for me because at a recent family get-together, I visited with my cousin, who's a highway worker for Chicago. And he explained to me that there was a distracted driver who was not following the cones and the barricades for an off-ramp and struck one of his team and critically injured, killed this person of his team. So with that being said, Lori, welcome. And please tell our utility fleet listeners, as well as municipalities, public works, and everybody out there, what ATSSA Foundation is and what you guys do.
First, Kurt, I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me here today. The ATSS Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization, which promotes roadway safety through charitable giving and public awareness programs. We have programs that help families affected by work zone tragedies, and we also have programs that educate future drivers. Our Roadway Worker Memorial Scholarship Program is probably the program that most people recognize. It is a scholarship program for dependents of roadway workers who are either killed or became permanently disabled in work zone crashes. Our scholarship has a value of up to $10,000 to help that young adult be able to go back to school and, you know, make sure that their future endeavors, that they, you know, are able to graduate and make sure their academic dreams do come true. We have a national work zone memorial that travels around the country to various events to raise awareness of work zone safety. As you mentioned, distracted driving and speeding are the top two reasons that we have crashes. And the National Work Zone Memorial honors those killed in work zone crashes, not just highway workers, but also motorists, first responders, pedestrians. And it's a great opportunity, again, to bring awareness the need to slow down and pay attention in work zones. We also have an Experience Camps Travel Scholarship Program that is geared toward younger children who have had lost a parent in a work zone crash. It gives them the opportunity to go to a summer camp that's meant for grieving children, and they learn to cope with dealing with their grief and do it in an environment where there's other children dealing with the challenges, similar challenges of losing a parent. We also have a National Work Zone Safe Driving Education Program. That is one of our newer programs. It launched year before last during National Work Zone Awareness Week. It's a free online course for teens ages 15 to 19, and it gives them an opportunity to learn more about safe driving practices as they navigate work zones. And then as part of their commitment to roadway safety and work zone safety, they're entered into a drawing to win a $500 scholarship that they can use for college. And one of the other programs that we also have is our work zone safety activity book, and that's geared for younger children ages 5 to 8. It gets them thinking about work zones and move over, and as they see workers in the work zone, you know, tell their parent to slow down and move over for that worker. And lastly, we have our Marty Weed Engineering Scholarship that allows those that work for public agencies to attend ATSSA's convention, where they can network and learn all the great things that the ATSSA convention has to offer.
Lori, let's take a deeper dive into some of those programs. At the opening of ATSSA, I was emotionally moved by a young lady who came out and played the opening bugle. I believe she was a child of a work zone fatality.
She was. So that who you're referring to is Leah McCant. She's one of our Roadway Worker Memorial Scholarship recipients. She's a very impressive young lady. Currently, she attends Oklahoma Baptist University, where she plays the trumpet for the university's marching band. When she was 2 years old, not even 2 years old, her father, Joshua McCants, was killed in 2007 while filling potholes after a distracted driver motorist. Distracted driver had swerved into the work zone, striking and killing him. Her father's name was added to our National Work Zone Memorial this year, and the convention gave her and her family a chance to see her father's name honored on our National Work Zone Memorial. We had invited her to speak at one of our foundation events at the ALTA convention and gave her an opportunity to play the her trumpet.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, she did a great job playing the trumpet in their national anthem. And, you know, she's, like I said, very impressive. And she's been a great advocate for our foundation.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are doing amazing work. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here. And hopefully this podcast reaches some people who can learn about that. Speaking of that, so ATSS Foundation, what's the difference between ATSA and the ATSS Foundation?
So ATSA is the American Traffic Safety Service Association. They're a trade association that represents roadway workers, manufacturers, and suppliers that install roadway safety devices. And the ATSS Foundation is the charitable arm of that organization. And that's where we are able to help families affected by work zone tragedies, and again, educate those future drivers.
At ATSA, I recall that 3M is a partner. Do they do matching funds?
They did. So this year was their ninth year hosting our Toward Zero Death Pledge Wall. It allowed the opportunity for those who wanted to make a donation to the foundation to double their impact. Again, we are a charitable organization, so we rely on the generosity of donors and supporters like 3M to make donations to our organization so we can support those programs and those families.
Back to Traveling Memorial, yes, back to that. If you're an organization, let's say I'm a utility and I'm having a lineman's rodeo, or I'm a public works or municipality, and I'm having an open house or an event, is that something that I can reach out and participate in?
Yes, we would love for more organizations to host our memorial. So the National Work Zone Memorial is available to any organization who's having a safety event, a rodeo, a press event. It's a great way to bring awareness to work zone safety. There's an application on our website for our traveling or even our virtual memorial. The virtual memorial is free to host, but there is a slight fee for the traveling memorial, and that allows us to be able to cover the cost of shipping the memorial to the event. Currently, there are 1,635 names on our memorial. And as you know, we don't want to have to add names, but we definitely want to make sure that all roadway workers are recognized and honored. And so those that are interested in submitting a name or know of someone who should be honored on the memorial, you know, they can reach out to me and we'll start that process.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. If you know somebody, like my cousin had a coworker, how would you reach out to add them?
Absolutely. You can go to our website at foundation.atsa.com or reach me on my email at foundation@atsa.com.
Amazing. Now, anybody who listens to the podcast knows that I like to break things up a little bit with a celebrity encounter. At the ATSA show in San Diego, which is known as a flight town, an Air Force town, a Naval Academy town, you guys had the first female Top Gun, or let me rephrase that. You guys had the first female Tomcat fighter as your keynote speaker. An amazing, amazing lady who coincidentally is from Green Bay, Wisconsin, for all of us Midwesterners, and our company is based out of the Midwest, who are also Packer fans, which she and I bonded over. So tell us a little bit about her, and did you have a chance to cross paths in San Diego with her?
I did attend the beginning of the general session, but we as staff do a lot of behind the scenes as we open up our convention. But ATSA works to get amazing keynote speakers for our convention. And we had, at this past convention, the honor of hosting Carrie Lorenz as our keynote for our general session. As you mentioned, she is the first female F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot in the U.S. Navy. And in her keynote, she basically used her experience as a fighter pilot to emphasize the importance of organizational leaders to act as catalysts in the industry and in their operations. I've heard nothing but great feedback from her. And, you know, we'll be working to try to get just as a great keynote speaker for next year.
Yeah. And one of the amazing parts of her presentation, which was great, she covered all the bases as far as, you know, leadership and training and everything from an aircraft perspective view, which was just amazing. And being in San Diego, I actually had an opportunity to go tour the aircraft carrier, which is at in the harbor. One of the things in her presentation that I found amazing was that here she broke all these ceilings to become the female top Tomcat fighter pilot. And then there was legislation that didn't allow her to fly. And she actually had to wait for that legislation to be changed, which eventually it was, and she realized her dream. But just, you know,
on her graduation date, it had changed.
Really? I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the day that she graduated is when the law changed, and it allowed her to become that pilot and to be able to be assigned to the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, and Carrie Lorenz, she has books. She has some sites in that too, so people should check her out if they don't know who she is. And I didn't know about her until I was at ATSA, and now she's one of my faves. So let's get back a little bit to the foundation. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are you guys working on anything new, or can you tell us about any plans that you have for the remainder of 2024 and 2025?
Yeah, actually, our board of directors just met yesterday, and they're looking at our applicants that we received for the Roadway Worker Memorial Scholarship. And I am that you're hearing it first. They awarded 12 Roadway Worker Memorial Scholarships for 12 deserving individuals. And so we will be working to announce them and let them know that, you know, we will help with them. So not only that, but we're also looking to promote our teen driver program out to various states. So for those that do presentations directly to teens, we would love to be able to connect with you and share more about that program so that we would get it right in the hands of those teens, because I think that's how we're going to affect change, is by changing driver behavior and know that, you know, these are workers in the work zones and they have to pay attention and unplug from those distractions.
Yeah, let's talk about another subject, which is attenuators. Now, this is basically, I simplify it or boil it down to a crash trailer. It was relatively new technology when we first started attending the ATSA show. I'm happy to say that as I'm driving around the country, I see more and more of these attenuator crash trailers behind highway trucks out there. They seem to be catching on. There seems to be more acceptance of this out there.
It seems to be that way. And, you know, as I don't have the details specifically on the states that are adopting this, but I also have noticed more in work zones.
Yeah, and I'm going to say I do not believe there's a federal law passed yet, but I'm just going to shout out and say I think there should be one. And yeah, from what I'm hearing, more and more states are adopting it. So it is going on a state level. And by the way, I'd like, on that subject, I'd like to shout out to one of our advertisers, Traffix Devices, who we met at the ATSA show many years ago, which has become a good advertising sponsor in Utility Fleet Professional Magazine. So we thank them and all the traffic safety vendors who are out there doing that work.
Very much so. Traffix Devices is also one of our supporters for the foundation. And, you know, there are many innovative products that are shown at the ATSA convention. There's lots of education, and you know, it's a good opportunity to connect with other individuals that are trying to solve challenges in various states.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that also leads into our parent company recently launched Utility Security Magazine. And so when I was at the ATSA show, not only for safety and for fleets, but a lot of these vendors also have security products as well, where they can set up temporary barricades to help block potential vehicles that mean to do people or buildings harm. So it's kind of a dual purpose. I encourage people to also explore it from a security standpoint as well.
I also would concur.
Yeah, awesome. So do you know where the ATSA show is going to be next year, and what you guys have in store for us in 2025?
Sure. So ATSA's next convention will be held February 28th through March 4th, 2025 in Orlando, Florida. Now, I think this is the first time the event has come to Orlando in a long time. And you can check out more details on ATSA.com. We'll be opening up registration soon. And it's, a great event to see the latest and greatest in the roadway safety industry, checking out those manufacturers that are make and install those roadway safety devices. Attend sessions. We have, I think, 9 tracks, education tracks, from everything from business to innovation, to trying to find solutions with that various states may have. And so those details will be rolling out here soon, but you can find the information again on ATSA.com.
Yeah. And let's get back to your previous comment about teen distracted driving. And I'm going to add to that too. It's not just the teens, but even middle-aged guys and people like myself, you know, since I talked to my cousin, you know, I'm more apt to slow down. You know, where many of us have gone into those work zones where it goes from 70 miles per hour down to 50 or less, and we still see people not slowing down. Just remember, those people have families, and, you know, that your speed may not give you enough time to slow down and react. And Lori, what you do must be in a very emotional job. And thanks for being positive and sharing all the good work that you guys do.
Thank you, Kurt, so much. I really appreciate this opportunity. And again, you know, I'm here as a resource, so feel free to reach out to me.
And how can people reach out to you and donate to the foundation?
They can donate directly on our website, foundation.atsa.com/donate. Or again, you know, my email is foundation@atsa.com, and I'd love to be able to have a conversation.
That's fantastic. Lori, thank you so much again for being a guest and all that you do. And this is Kurt Moreland, Associate Publisher, just reminding everybody out there to roll safe.
The views, information, and opinions expressed during this podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Utility Business Media and its employees. It is strongly recommended that you discuss any actions or policy changes with your company management prior to implementing.